This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, welcome back. Final hour here. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark has taken some personal time off, but we expect him back soon. In the meantime, as always, really happy to be here with you guys and happy to be speaking with our next guest, Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com, host of Dwayne's World Podcast, also producer of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Dwayne, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Joe. I think this is the first time I've actually talked to a Buffalo person. Buffalo, the home of 100-year-old football coaches and drunk Wyoming people that like to drive golf carts through walking sidewalks in the airport. Is that very, pretty much Buffalo?
Very recent and up-to-date, Dwayne. You didn't go with the lazy chicken wing reference. I love it.
No. I'm up to my news when I'm on the big show here.
Well, Dwayne, speaking of, I was going to try and make the Buffalo reference, but the Texas Democrats have fled to Illinois because they're against gerrymandering.
Yeah. I wrote a column on this that showed up on Hot Air this morning, and it's this is a story that's just fun for the whole family. the deal with this gerrymandering thing, it was named after a Massachusetts governor who gerrymandered. His name was Eldridge Gerry, and he signed a piece of legislation that basically carved up some district and make it look like a salamander. I mean, it was a really bizarre looking district, and he said we need to do this. So the term gerrymandering was named after him in 1812, but that was not the first time we did this. In the colonies, in 1789, when they first became states, when the document was ratified, and Virginia and Pennsylvania, which were the two biggest states in the Union, population-wise, realized, okay, we've got the power to make these congressional districts, and we've got X amount of congressional districts. How can we make that to our best advantage? They did that from, like, the first month. Both sides have done it, Democrats, Republicans, Whigs, Federalists, we have done this literally since the ink was dry on the document. So for Texas Democrats to say, but my democracy, just shut up. We've been doing this forever. It's just the way this happens. Everybody does it. You're just griping because Republicans are now doing it.
Yeah, and you know, you've got Buffalo's own Governor Kathy Hochul out there pleading, giving her support, also saying she's going to try to do this in New York. You know, Dwayne, this is how I look at it. You know, obviously, midterm elections, the party in the White House is known to lose a few seats. Are Democrats overreacting to this because they're looking at their historically low approval ratings and saying, wow, we may not be able to have the big wave in the midterms, and these five seats could kill us?
I think what it I think what it really boils down to is a lot of these states and the House, they realize that Joe Biden kind of played a little fast and loose with the census data back in, 21-22, and they kind of did a little bit with the numbers there, like they do with the number of border crossers. And what ended up happening is you had the Democrats had a little bit of an edge, more than they otherwise might have been based upon the census data. Now, Kathy Hochul trying to say, well, we're going to have to do this now. That's rich. Do you remember the last time Kathy Hochul and the New York delegation tried to draw a map? You remember when that was? How long ago
sure
that was?
That was
a year ago. A year ago.
Yes.
So you're going to go back and, for my democracy, redraw what you drew last year. Okay, let's see how that goes.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to pull up my my interviews with some of the Democrat state senators from my show here in Buffalo, and play that back for them when they're crying about Texas. You know, another thing that's happening today, and this is more recent news, Dwayne, but I want to get your thoughts on it. South Carolina gubernatorial primary. You know, Nancy Mace threw her hat in. Now, am I crazy?
Did somebody throw it back at her?
Well, am I crazy to think she doesn't have a chance?
I really don't think she does. I hope she doesn't. Look, here's the thing, I'm glad you raised it because it's a good point to make in the overall scheme of this whole gerrymandering thing and what the Republicans are trying to do in all these seven states, Florida and Indiana and Ohio and all these places where they actually kind of have to do a mid-decade revamp of the maps. There's up to, if all seven states go whole hog here, there is an opportunity, not a guarantee, but an opportunity to carve up as many as 17 new GOP seats. When I say opportunity, that means that you can't field a slate of candidates amongst those seven states in those new districts that are all Marjorie Taylor Greene. You've got to actually have sane people. You've got to have people. They don't have to be all MAGA. They don't have to be this. They don't have to be that. What they have to do is be smart, possibly have some military experience, because that tends to go a long way, and not be crazy. That's really all you have to do, is resonate on the message that Trump won on, resonate with what your district cares about, and not be a flaming lunatic. If we can field a good slate of candidates, then I think we've got a really good opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. And you said something. You said something there. Not be crazy. And compared to what we're seeing on the political left these days, that might not be as easy. It might not be as difficult as it, once thought, Dwayne.
It should not be. I mean, I'm an optimist enough about this coming cycle, because I think that by the time these trade deals start taking effect and all this trillions of dollars of foreign investment promised into the U.S. for infrastructure start all these projects and we start hiring people and things start going off to the races, by the time we start focusing on these midterm races next year, the economy should just be cooking. It already had a GDP in the last quarter of 3%. I'm looking on that improving between now and next year. And so we are going to have a good story to tell. What we need is just good storytellers to be able to tell that story. That's really going to, that to me is really what the secret is. Traditionally, Republicans are their own worst enemy as far as fielding candidates that are a little too loopy for their own good. As long as we're serious and disciplined, and we have serious and disciplined people, I think there's no reason why the Republicans can't add, before you even talk about the redistricting stuff, I think there's no reason why Republicans can't add to their ranks in the House and the Senate as it is, based upon the way the field is coming to them, to use a sports term.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dwayne, you know, I'm talking to you from New York. We obviously have California.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm in California.
Yes. Yeah, and New York is trying to be California. And right now, your number one trending story on Hot Air is about Newsom and oil refineries. Can you explain that? Because those are two things that, in my mind, don't go hand in hand.
Yes. See, this is the beauty of reality smacking you in the hindquarters. So Gavin Newsom and the Democrats for decades, I mean, even before Gavin Newsom was the governor of the state, we had Jerry Brown for his second go-round for 8 years. We've had Democrats in this running this state for decades, and they have declared war on big oil because they think big oil is just the biggest, baddest thing ever, climate change. I mean, we are hip deep in and absolutely immersed in that religion. And it is its own religion. It just is. And so Gavin Newsom made this rule about you've got to have the refineries reach this kind of efficiency or this kind of level of CO2 in their refined product, which is unattainable. And it's so cost prohibitive that one of the refineries in Southern California and then another one in Northern California finally told the governor earlier this year, that's it, we're done. We can't do it anymore. We're just, what do you mean you're going, what are you going to do? We're going to leave. But you can't leave. Well, but we're going to because you've made it so that we can't do business here anymore. And so we're letting you know we're shutting down operations at the end of this year. And the Democrats are freaking out over this because they thought they had this boogeyman that they could throw a bunch of sticks and stones at, but they'd still be around to make sure everybody had enough gas. Now what's going to happen is these refineries are going to relocate to Utah or Nevada or somewhere else in the Mountain West, and California's not going to have enough gas. They're going to have to truck it in. And when you have to truck in that that refined gas, we're going to have to pay the extra sales tax that went into effect last month to on the fuel that's going to be burned to bring the gas in. It's insane. We're going to have $8 gas here in California, and Gavin Newsom has at least enough sense to realize that's going to be problematic, and we can't have that. So now he's starting to try to negotiate with the refineries. Well, isn't there something we can do? Isn't there something we can say to get you to stick around for a little while longer? But you wanted us to leave. Well, I know I said that, but what can we do to make you change your mind? How about ending all the regulations? Well, maybe we can get there someday, but how about if we have a dinner? How about if we meet, and how about if we promise not to say bad things about you for a while? That's the negotiations that are going on in California right now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. It's just crazy.
Have you heard about the latest mess up in the liberal state of New York, what Albany did to 152 business owners?
No, I missed that.
So, now again, think what you want about cannabis, but 152 dispensaries, New York approved their license, but they miscalculated the distance from schools. So now the state, because of their screw up, needs to relocate 152 business owners, you know, who are stuck with 5 and 10 year leases. And they're going to have to find $15 million. Dwayne, I got a perfect idea. Why don't you take the slush fund that you put aside for Letitia James legal funds and pay these business owners?
That sounds like a good reuse of repurposing of money, doesn't it?
I think so. I just wanted to get your reaction to that. I mean, it's just the mismanagement in blue states will never get old. But I do have to ask you about tariffs before we're over here. You know, Trump, he moved the 1st to the 7th. He's been talking much about India tariffs. Is this eventually going to get the positive ending that we've seen in the other situations?
I think so, because I think what the tariffs are going to serve two purposes. Number one, they're serving as an attention getter. You can say what you want about the efficaciousness of using tariffs and the threats of tariffs and slapping them on for a weekend and then yanking them back off. But look at the deals that we have gotten from the EU or the UK or Japan or Vietnam or Indonesia. All these deals that are opening up foreign markets to us that were never opened up before. Do you think that all these deals would have been negotiated this year in such a favorable term for the U.S.? The EU promising to buy $750 billion of liquefied natural gas, right? Does that happen without Donald Trump threatening tariffs?
No, of course not, right?
Of course not. So that three quarters of a trillion dollars that the EU is going to buy from us in liquefied natural gas, which means frack away, everybody, right? I mean, we're going to be an energy exporter again, which is a really good thing to be. Where was the EU buying that LNG from before this deal? Because they weren't doing it themselves. They weren't developing it on their own. Who were they buying that from?
Would that be Russia?
That would be Russia.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump used these tariffs to bite into Russia and squeeze them. And now that he's got that deal done, now he's squeezing them even harder with sanctions, and he's going to get them to do what he wants them to do, or at least make it harder for them to continue to wage this war against Ukraine. He's using the tariffs as a foreign policy weapon, which is a good thing to do. The second thing is he's establishing a baseline in there. At the very least, there's going to be a 10 to 15%, in some countries, a 20% tariff on their goods coming into the U.S. And if you think about that, which country above all other countries in the world are the only players that can guarantee the shipping lanes and guarantee that goods and services get freedom of navigation around the world? Who's the world's police force when all else fails? It's the U.S., right?
Yeah,
there
exactly.
is now a 10 to 15% user fee imposed on the world to pay for us to be the world's police force. And I think that's a fair deal because nobody else is guaranteeing trade. We are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, back to the energy, I will never understand people who want to be dependent on other countries when we are sitting on oil, we are sitting on energy, and you've got one party that literally just wants to cap it all off and pay money to other countries, give countries that hate us money.
Yep.
Because you don't want to drill it on your own land. I'll never understand that logic.
Every country on earth can offer you usually a choice. They can do one thing or the other. They can't do both. Every country on earth can either feed itself or it can provide for its own energy. They normally can't do, China can't feed itself. They don't have enough energy. They can feed a lot of it, but they've got problems there too. Russia, they've got plenty of energy, but they can't feed themselves. Every country on earth can do one or the other. The United States is really the only country on earth that if we allow ourselves to and take the regulations off, we can feed ourselves and the rest of the world, by and large, to a good degree, and we can sustain our own energy and be a net energy exporter for part of the rest of the world as well. We have that much of a resource base, and that's why this country is so exceptional, because we can do things that nobody else can do because of the resources that we have.
Be energy independent and make money off it. Dwayne, it makes a whole lot of sense. Hey, man, great speaking with you. Hope to talk to you again soon.
You bet. Take care, Joe.
That is Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com and host of Dwayne's World Podcast, also producer of The Hugh Hewitt Show. We'll be back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.